Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I was about to tease that we would be talking to a Patriots coordinator this week, that it would be Jeremy Springer, as we alternate here between Jeremy Springer and Josh McDaniels. We'll work the defense in, I think, at some point. And I see the hotline is ringing right now, so I will get the read out of the way. Joining us on the phone right now, Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer, who is brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. Coach Springer, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
We are good. We are in the midst of some fun sports season between you guys, the season getting rolling here, and the Red Sox fighting for a playoff berth. And let's go back to last week, though, in Miami. Let's go back there because as the special teams coordinator, I think it's safe to say that with the missed kicks, the made kicks, the kickoffs, the punt returns, that was a roller coaster for you and your guys last week.
Oh, man. I mean, you couldn't be more accurate. That was a roller coaster of emotions, a roller coaster of thoughts and everything like that. You know, the negatives, you definitely don't want to happen, but they do happen sometimes. And what I was really proud of, to be honest with you, when you look back at the game is – how our guys just kept their composure, you know, even, you know, early in the first quarter, missing two kicks, you know, giving up that punt return was critical and just something you don't want to give up as a coordinator and never want that to happen. But I thought our guys still just kept their composure and kept fighting. It was a boxing match. They kept swinging. And, you know, at the very end of the game, they made some plays to help our team win the game. And that's all you can ask for in this league is you have an opportunity to win at the end of the game and does your guys help? And I thought our guys did that and I was really proud of them.
So as special teams coordinator, Jeremy, when you guys, you know, reach the pinnacle of excitement on like a 90-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, but then also experience giving up a long punt return, the missed kicks, how do you help them? You know, I know Coach Vrabel probably has a lot to do with this, but how do you help them keep their composure during such an exciting game of such extreme highs and lows?
I think just the way our culture is set right now, I think, you know, Vrabel, you know, we prepare that way. We prepare that it's going to be a boxing match. You know, there's going to be ups and downs in a football game. And obviously you don't want your downs to be giving up a touchdown. That's, you know, a huge down. But at the end of the day, the way we practice, the way we talk about things, the way we prepare the guys and the way the guys prepare themselves, I think they're just, you know, mentally, you know, able to sustain, you know, in a game like that. And again, on top of that, it was 100 degrees out there. It was hot. Our guys have been really playing their butts off. So, again, I just credit the players. I credit Coach Vrabel and how what the culture that he set. And at the end of the day, like, you look back at the game and how can you coach it better? You know, it's at the end of the day, it's not – to me, it's always I don't know. I look opposite. They always say the players play, but I think the coaches, we have such a high influence on how they play that, you know, how can I coach them better throughout the week so we don't make the same mistakes?
Let's get to the kicker, Andy Borregales, who had some struggles early – came back, made a big kick. When you've been working with him for a while now, And what have you seen in terms of his makeup, his ability to improve? Because, you know, I think the greatest kicker in football history, Adam Vinatieri, he was nearly cut by the Patriots, and then he goes on to have, you know, a dynasty-building career. It's a fine line for young kickers. What have you seen from Borregales as he tries to establish himself here?
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? Like, with guys that are young, especially rookies, they're going to have their ups and they're going to have their downs. And you have to be able to be able to manage your emotions as a kicker to say, all right, you know, you didn't have a great outing start or maybe a great game, but how can you just overcome that, get back to the basics? And we can help with that a lot, with how we practice him, how we prepare him. And I think we've done a good job with that this week. But those guys' mental makeup is so important. And I think, you know, I think Andy has a great mental makeup. The thing about him is, although he struggled earlier, right? He missed the two at PATs, and you never want that to happen as a kicker. He never batted an eye. He never looked nervous. He never looked down. He's just like, all right, I know I messed up. I let the team down right now. But at the end of the day, I'm going to have to go out there and kick off again. I'm going to have to go out there and hit an extra point again. And at some point, I'm going to hit another field goal. And so his confidence and his ability to just stay confident throughout that and his ability shows his mental makeup. And I think he'll only get better. I got a lot of trust in him, and I'm going to continue to put my trust in him and go through the ups and some downs. That's fine. Just continue to get better and better each week and then not make the same mistakes twice.
So your punter, Bryce Behringer, had himself a day last week. He only had to punt twice, the first two punts that were forced against the Miami defense on the season. Two punts, 136 yards total, 68-yard average, absolutely blasting the ball. I'm not sure if it was the punts well in the heat or what it was, but on the one with the kickoff return, excuse me, with the punt return for a touchdown, Jeremy, was that a case of him out kicking the coverage, or was that just sort of like broken contain on the return?
Yeah, I think whenever you get scored on, there's a number of things that could happen. There's always a no. It's never just one thing. Like, all right, he just outkicked the coverage, or no. I think it's always a combination of things like missed tackles. All right, are we in our correct lanes that we need to be in to contain, to force, to fill, all that good stuff? Is the direction good? Did we fit where needed with the long snapper and the punter? Like, there's a whole bunch of things. I think a lot of things went wrong in that play. And again, I look back and none of the players' faults. It's like, all right, how am I coaching this? How am I practicing it? Are we getting enough work at it so that this, again, this doesn't have that, especially in the fourth quarter when we really need it? So I think this week we've taken that approach of just making sure we're better on the details of our coverage, we're better in the details of our tackling, and just understanding location, just correcting it all. I think if we can just be better at one little thing at each phase of the punt, then we won't have major mistakes or catastrophes to happen like that.
Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer here with WEEI Afternoons. Along those lines, I wanted to ask you about Brendan Schooler, your captain, your leader, your all-pro on special teams. Back in the day, I know guys like Slater or Larry Izzo were, you know, almost like player coaches. They played a big role in getting the guys together, extra film, things of that nature. Wondering what you see from Schooler in that area. He was obviously involved in the punt return allowed, I'm sure. He's trying to figure out what went wrong, get better coming into this week. But what role does he play helping get everybody better?
Yeah, that's the thing that he's doing right now. Like, he's doing the same kind of things, right? Holding players meetings and things like that on Saturdays and getting those guys, our core guys, in there to watch film and just touch up on the game plan. And he's doing a great job of that. He's staying steady. He's working his craft every day. He's in the film room with us. I mean, there's something the guy doesn't do right. He's all in on playing special teams as he should be and as he is, and he's trying to bring all these guys along with him. And I think he just stays the course. He continues to be the example that he is. Guys always just kind of just tag along, and nothing says more than your play on the field. So on the field, your play, you know, gives you the respect at the end of the day. And he continues to do that, and he's going to do that for us. And I'm just excited just to continue to see him progress as a man and as a leader for the team.
So you're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers at Gillette this Sunday. Last week, on the subject of making sure you clean up mistakes or don't have any mental lapses, their rookie running back Caleb Johnson on a return made a gaffe that led to a Seahawks touchdown. I'm sure you guys have seen it, probably showed it during practice as well. Do you guys focus? Are you guys continuing to focus on the very potentially dangerous dynamic kickoffs? And also, what kind of challenges do the Steelers present to you as a special teams unit?
Yeah, I think we're always looking around the league and just looking at ways where we can be better on this kickoff return. It's an ongoing growth thing that we need to continue to do there. And then in terms of just what they present. I have a lot of respect for their special teams coordinator, Danny Smith, who's been there for a long time, 13 years and 30 years in the NFL. You know, Tomlin's been there forever. They have a culture there. They have a way of doing things. They play physical. They got good special teams players, they got good returners. It's going to be a challenge, man. This is a really, really good core special teams unit. And I've really talked to our guys all week about this team, and not to, you know, just because you win a game, you know how this NFL thing is, man. You can ride the roller coaster if you don't show up week to week. And what we need to do on special teams is just, you know, win the field position battle and create positive momentum for our team and do that consistently. And from the first quarter to the fourth quarter, and we can't have major mental lapses. We got to make sure we out-physical them. And we're just ready to play this football game the right way and help our offense and defense win the game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
2 weeks is probably too soon to have any big takeaways from the kickoff rules, but I'm just wondering, after you predicted to us that there'd be more returns, there'd be more big plays, there have been for you guys and others, is there anything you've seen over 2 weeks that you didn't expect or is playing out differently with the kickoffs and kickoff returns?
No, I think it's exactly where we're at right now. I think the guys are still trying to figure out what they want to do in the return game. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, the kicker is a pretty important tool in this thing now. And the kicker, how he can place the ball in the air, how he can put the ball inside the landing zone. I think if you can have a kicker that can do that, it's like having a punter that can kick up multiple types of kicks. It's a huge advantage for a team. And you're seeing some teams around the league that have that and some teams that don't. You know, it's just how it affects them differently and how they're having to play differently. So we'll see how this thing goes, but I think last year was like week six, week seven is when you really started teams started to figure some things out. And now this year with the 35-yard touchback, guys are covering a lot more. I think weeks five, six, and seven are going to be big weeks, and guys start settling into schemes and way to kick the ball and way to cover. I think it'd be pretty observatory in terms of just like understanding the whole thing dynamically.
Jeremy, last year, Drake May was heard on a mic on Thursday Night Football when the Pats played the Jets, calling Aaron Rodgers a GOAT. And this is one of his idols. You know, he learned how to throw a football from mimicking and emulating his grip. And, you know, obviously he thinks so highly of him. But I'm curious, you're a special teams coordinator. You know, we hear a lot about like, oh, I idolize this coach, I idolize this player. Do you have any GOATs or any like coaches, players, et cetera, that you idolized growing up or that you always wanted to copy?
I mean, there's always a lot there. You know, but since I've been in coaching, I got my mentors and the guys that I've worked for that I consider mentors. So it's been great. And I think I just look up to people that have been in this position. You know, a guy like Danny Smith, he's been doing it for a long time at a high level, and Mike Tomlin. So when I get to be around those guys, it's always a pleasure, because to be in this league for that long, it's hard, man. I'm just grateful to be in it this year. You know, I'm just hoping that I can continue to coach at this level next year. And some of these guys have been doing it for a number of years. I just got a lot of respect for them, because it takes a different type of person, a level of consistency, and I respect that. From, I don't care if you whatever scheme you run, whatever you do, but you've been doing it at a high level, I got a lot of respect for you.
What were your thoughts when you saw your boss, Mike Vrabel, running stride for stride with Antonio Gibson on that kickoff return on the sideline?
It was great, man. I just think Vrabel sets the tone, and what he talks about is the way he preaches, man. He's always talking about energy and how we're doing things as coaches is gonna be prepared for training on the players. And I think he just sets the standard. He's very consistent in what he does and how he preaches things, and he holds us to a standard of that as well. But he lives and breathes it, and he does it himself first and foremost. So having a coach like that, man, it's hard to find, you know, guys like that around the league. You say that, but I've worked for a couple guys like that. But it's like he's just so consistent, man. And I think it's really cool to see something like that because the players love it and they feed off it. And it just helps build the culture as we continue to move this thing along the train.
Is he faster than you?
I think so, man. After seeing that, I think he might be a little faster. It's crazy. I'm like, damn, I still got it. But hey, man, he played 14 years in the NFL for a reason, man. He's not non-athlete like I am.
When we talked to Drake on Monday, he said the most impressive thing wasn't how fast he was moving, but that he didn't get hurt, didn't pull anything. I mean, Sean McVay had some injuries on the sideline last week, so it happens.
Yeah. It happened, man. It was impressive, man. Watching him run, and then our tight ends coach, Thomas Brown, was right there, like, behind him running, too. So people missed that one. We had two coaches that were sprinting their butts down there, and it looked pretty impressive.
All right, Jeremy, appreciate you joining us this week. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Good luck on Sunday.
Sounds good, brother. You guys have a good one. Thank you so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.